Page 218. In search of British Hong Kong.
From the moment you touch down at Hong Kong Airport, you are overwhelmed by the pace and modernity of the city and its surroundings. It's a fast-moving, commercially oriented and prosperous country. 17 years ago, after 155 years of British rule, Hong Kong was handed back to mainland China on the condition that it retain its laws and a high degree of economic and political autonomy for 50 years after the transfer. With the pace of change, it's hard to imagine that there's much evidence remaining that this was once a British possession. However, I can tell you that British heritage in Hong Kong is alive and well. To a visitor from the British Isles, there's something very familiar about Hong Kong. The street names have a familiar ring. The traffic still drives on the left. In China, of course, the rule of the road was changed in 1946, ostensibly as a rejection of imperialist values. The pedestrian crossings have Belisha beacons. The double-decker buses are distinctly British. They're just a bit longer and have more wheels. And the Chinese ladies who deliver public announcements have British accents.
Please beware of the platform gap when boarding and alighting, and take extra care of children.
There are English language newspapers and English language TV and radio channels. And the noonday gun still fires at midday. It seems that some British institutions are still intact.
Copyright Simon Errors.